Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got some Does That Make Me Crazy coming up in less than an hour. Also, Beat the Bank, about 30 minutes away from announcing our first three names. We play twice a day, so if you don't get in that time, you have another shot. And we call out three. If they don't call back, we open it up for everyone. So there are still plenty of opportunities for you to make up to $1,000, Kid Nation. So I was on Twitter last night, and you know how it does the, what did you miss?
Yeah.
You know, the posts from your buddies that you try to keep up with the most. Al's one of those friends.
Oh, thanks.
Al popped up on there. And it
don't every once in a while.
It dawned on me that this wasn't just a regular post, Big Al Mac. This was a whoopsie-daisy that you have done in the past.
Yeah. I understand Twitter on my computer. When I'm on my phone and I get a message from a DM, and I reply to it right there, apparently it makes it a public tweet. It doesn't reply directly to that person.
How does that? That's weird, because a lot of people do DMs.
I don't know.
And
I truly don't understand how that happened.
And Elena, either.
And not only that, but I looked at the other ones that he put. Hi, Elena's in here. Hey. Her phone screener, because it's Tinder Tuesday. I looked at the other ones that you posted that looked like their DMs.
Oh, like five to the same dude.
Yeah, it started on April 9th, Al.
Yeah, this was Sunday.
So what had happened was, I also have access to Big Al's Twitter.
You do.
I do. So it's in one of my, you know, I have a few accounts that I run.
Oh yeah, he was paying you to do his social media for a while, right?
Yeah.
And I still just have the account logged in. I don't normally get on it, but I got a banner notification of a message. I knew it wasn't for me. So I texted Al and I was like, "Hey man, you got a DM on Twitter if you want to go." It seemed like kind of time sensitive.
Yeah.
So I was like, "If you want to go check that out, you know, just in case he missed it." He's like, "Okay, thanks." So then later I'm scrolling through Twitter and I see Big Al's tweets. And they were clearly the response to this guy. Mm. So I just go hop on Big Al's Twitter, message the guy back saying what he tweeted.
So
because he wasn't getting the DMs.
I'm thinking I did everything correctly because homeboy replied. So, but he didn't reply to me. He replied to Elena, who was replying on my behalf after she saw my public tweet.
Because here's what was going on. You put, "I'm coming through." I'm like, ooh, that could be for many things.
If you don't know who I'm talking to,
I was like, "Al,
hey, I'm coming.
Ixnay on the I'm coming through, eh, bro?" You know. And then, what time are you playing? That's where I took a, I exhaled.
Yeah,
I was
okay,
that's obviously an artist. And then, sure, man, that's when I knew it wasn't a lady.
Right.
I need to get you in there. Let me know when, and I'll set it up.
I guess these are my tweets that you're reading.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then should I set it up through you, or do I need to talk to your quote-unquote people?
That was kind of tongue-in-cheek. But
So who are you talking to, Al?
This is a friend of mine that is an artist. He's played at my bar a couple of times. His name is Austin Alsop.
Oh, I saw him.
He won The Voice last year, I believe. Year before last.
Uh-huh.
And so ever since he won, I'm like, "Oh man, I got to get you back to play at the bar. Can I afford you? Blah, 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 blah." You know, cause he's all famous and stuff now. So he sent me a tweet the other day, and Elena, just like she said, she said, "Hey, Austin just tweeted you, hit him back." And so I did. And so, but I thought I did.
You hit everybody back.
And so I hit everybody back. And people are like, "What are you talking about? What are you?" I'm like, "Oh crap. I screwed it up again. I screwed up Twitter."
I got to watch him perform this week, and he's good.
Oh, he's really good. He's really good.
He reminds me of Billy Bob Thornton when you talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Big time.
Yeah. Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome. So I thought, like I said, since he was replying back again, I thought he was replying to me, so I thought everything was just me and him.
I guess I should have told you that I did that.
I thought it was all me and him, and I didn't find out until, like, I checked my Twitter, I guess, yesterday, and I'm like, who are all these people that are... Somebody hacked into my Twitter.
Yeah. So Elena, you have access to Al's DMs.
I do.
Wow.
All is innocent in Al's DMs.
It is?
Because, mostly because his DMs happen just on the main Twitter page.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's pretty much just puts it out there for everyone.
Which DMs would you not want people to see, Al?
I don't have anything I don't think nobody should see.
Everything's fine in here. I'm looking at it now.
I mean, not on it that doggone
right
in the first place. But yeah, just totally innocent. So...
Just so you know,
I worked out.
I did go ahead and message Austin back
again?
The things that you tweeted.
Oh, okay.
I just copied and pasted them over.
Good looking out.
And then, in fact, I just sent him another one that said, when you do come play at my bar, please give me a tutorial on Twitter.
He probably won't understand that because he might not notice that you were publicly messaging Twitter.
Oh, this is so...
I'll let him know.
It's not that hard, Al.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
It's not that hard.
Don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal.
How's the tindering going on? Elena, is that a word, tindering?
It is, yeah,
tindering?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a verb now.
It's a verb.
Well,
yeah.
I know I told you guys a couple weeks ago that my girlfriend Anna created a Bumble for me, but she was out of town.
Yeah, so she wasn't able to work on it.
She wasn't able to, but I was looking forward to her coming home.
Mm-hmm. And this is because you feel like she would be able to find you the best mate because you might get too picky?
She feels like it.
Okay.
I'm bad at dating or tindering or bumbling.
So she's pollinating your Bumble.
Yeah, she would like to handle that for me. And I said, you know what? We haven't tried this. There's been a lot of articles lately saying that, like, employing your friends or family members to help you that know you might actually be successful.
So
I was like, let's try it.
Okay.
Well, it turns out that her brother has some health problems right now, so that's why she went to Washington, D.C. to help out with her family. And she is still there.
Oh, so you still have no dates because she's out there.
Well, you could get some in D.C.
I do have a couple dates in D.C.
Oh, great.
Oh,
so
good.
We
so
decided,
she has been working.
We talked about it, and she was like, I already have it up. And we were kind of talking on the phone recently, like, what's the strategy? How are we going to go about this? Because it is a weird thing. It's kind of a strange technique. And I was like, look, why don't you just try it in D.C.? Like, try out some lines, see how guys respond to it. Nobody's going to be that disappointed that they don't actually get to meet me.
No.
But you can kind of just see what works and what guys respond to and test the waters with different bios and pictures and stuff.
Any politicians hitting you up on there? Like Anthony Weiner or something?
So what's funny is her friend.
I think we have an ex-president on the phone right
now.
They are literally in walking distance from, like, the Capitol. So this is prime time. Maybe I should take a trip up there and
you
see
should.
If I can find a mate because these guys are for real. But I am excited for her to come home. She's been saying every week, she's like, yeah, next Wednesday. So we'll see if she comes home.
Yeah, and then if it works out for you, Jenna might try it. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't even know sometimes when I'm swiping around what my own type is.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why you need a friend.
Like,
to
I know
do
I have a type and look. If I'm just picking based off a photo, what I like, you know, I like dark hair, I like brown eyes, but that's kind of loose.
Mm-hmm. That's like, really all my type goes to.
I mean,
as
I love my friends; it's no insult to them, but I just don't know if I trust them enough to actually set me up with someone.
I haven't dated enough.
Just gotta let go
to establish a type, but I feel like Anna knows me pretty
though.
Well,
yeah.
And I don't know. You never know. I think one thing. I think you always surprise yourself. There's been a guy that I've been interested in that I was not interested in him at all at first. I was like, you're not my type. Like, we're just friends. But we were around each other so much that I was like, wait a second, I kind of like you a little bit. Because you just, once you start.
They grow on you.
Spending time with someone, I think that's the.
That's what's so hard about this. Because I'll come across guys that I've gone out with in the past.
Yeah.
You know, friends like locally that I see that I'll come across their profile on Bumble or something like that. And I don't like the way they've arranged it. Like, if I didn't know them already and was mm-hmm. just seeing their profile for the first time, I never would have swiped. Yet,
totally.
It might have been a guy 5 years ago that I went on a bunch of dates with because I had met him out at a bar at the gym and
people
he was cute. But the way guys sometimes, it's just like the way guys text. It can ruin it. But in person, they can be very engaging and great. But
100%.
They're terrible. But they're terrible on their social media.
I wonder, is there a business opportunity there to be a
fixer?
Like a Twitter pimp. Or a Bumble
or
pimp.
Or a Bumble pimp.
And basically do what your friend Anna's doing for you, but do it for multiple people that you just meet.
That's
with that person.
It's called a matchmaker.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
True, but
there
you're doing
is.
It on social and the person thinks they're corresponding with you, which could be a little dicey.
That's maybe taking it too far. I think there, and we did this at the beginning of my Tinder run here, kind of a pimp your profile. Well, it's just having somebody that maybe knows you or an expert like me. Like, help you with your profile. Because, like Jenna was saying, there's been a couple guys where, like, my friend Anna, who is actively, like, will meet a guy, talk to a guy, you know, go get drinks or something. And I'm looking at his profile and I'm like, this guy is boring. I would swipe left. Like, his pictures are weird. His bio's weird. Why do you have a shirtless mirror selfie?
Guys bury an ugly photo, right? And so, like, you'll be swiping. You'll be like, okay, you know, first photo, cute. And you swipe up to see the second photo. Oh, he's cute. Third photo. And then fourth, it hits you like, boom. It's either like kid, that they bury the kid. They bury the
you
kid.
You want the kid in the front?
You don't want him the first picture.
Second?
But I put him a Kelly in there about three or four
Right, and as you should. You shouldn't hide the fact that you have a child. But, you know, they'll bury that, or they'll bury a really ugly photo, and I'm like, you don't need to bury the ugly photo. You don't need the ugly photo on there, period.
Yeah, just leave that one out. I would have been fine with just the first three.
I was watching one of my friends, my wife's friends, single friends, going on Tinder, and she was into this guy and was about to swipe right on him until this picture of him with his friends popped up, and his friend on the far left was way hotter, according to her. And she's like, well, I can't, because I want to date that guy.
Don't do the group photo with a hotter friend.
Just do singles.
Know your place. Just know your place. Stay in your lane, people.
We might have to bring back that bit, Al, where you let people know if they're the hottest one in the group.
I love that.
This was called Am I the Hot One?
Uh-huh.
Something like that. When you have... You think you're the hottest one in your group of friends, and we try and identify you. You just send us a picture.
Yeah.
And we say, is that you? And I go, no.
Then you're not the hottest.
You're not the hottest one.
I loved that.
We might have to bring that back. Could you do it for dudes, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That'll
just
help a lot of people.
Out. He'll publicly tweet it out.
DM him, and he'll put you on blast.
Yeah.
So we do have to get to Beat the Bank.
All right.
Less than 20 minutes away from announcing those three names. We also have a way for you to help us out with kids today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And my daughter's celebrating National Love Your Pets Day.
National Pet Day, yeah.
Yeah, National Pet Day. Yeah, my daughter's celebrating that.
Okay.
You get to hear from her next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a charity called Kids.
Yes, we do.
Big Al Mack, please tell us all about Kids.
Our Kids takes terminally and chronically ill children to Disney World every year. Southwest Airlines is nice enough to give us a plane to take these in a neighborhood of 50 families. We take the mamas, the daddies, the brothers, the sisters, and the sick child, and we spend 5 days in Disney World.
That's right.
And it's all paid for through donations from Kid Nation.
Now, this year, we're doing something different, and here is the CEO of Kids, Caroline Craddock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, the reason why this was started. What are we doing different this year, Caroline?
We're doing a teen trip.
Two trips. Take that, 2 Chainz.
Because the normal age, or the age that we've been taking in the past has been 5 to 11?
5 to 12.
5 to 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now we're taking ages 13 to 18. We picked our kids. We have 12 kids going with us, 12 families.
And is this going to be the same kind of trip that we do?
It's a little different. So they're going to go for 7 days. They're going to stay at Give Kids the World, and they get to go to Disney, Epcot, all the parks. Yeah. So, you know, because just Magic Kingdom might not be their thing for the whole time. They can go and do Epcot and Universal Studios and all that fun stuff, too.
So to get out there, we are going to need some money. And Raising Cane's, they help us every year with a portion of this, of the raising, of the funds. Today is Raising Cane's Raises. Yeah, Raising Cane raises money for us. And today's Give Back Day.
Yes.
One of two, right?
Yes. So go today and get some chicken fingers. 15% of all the net proceeds will come back to Kids so we can take both of our trips this year. So I'm going to go at 11 and get y'all some chicken strips and bring them back.
That's right. And if you don't have a Raising Cane's in your area, don't forget, you can always text KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000, and $10 will be added to your phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it'll go to Kids.
I love that we're doing something for teenagers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times,
very cool.
I mean, you know, they always say, at the hospital, it's like, all the little babies get a lot of attention and gifts.
Yeah.
And sometimes the teens that are sick don't get as much attention.
Yeah.
So this will be a really great trip for them.
Yeah, and I'm 26, and I still love to go, so hello.
Oh, and by the way, Caroline, great job performing this week. And I got a little clip of
Caroline
performing on stage. It's only 8 seconds because it's my snap.
You're as warm as glass, Brandy.
Dang, Caroline!
Look at that.
I couldn't hear her for my hooting over her.
Well,
who
that's
was that?
Was that people
you?
Hooting
yeah.
at, in the
Is that you, JC?
Probably in the audience?
JC was fangirling over me.
It might have been me.
What else
is
new?
I was one of the many that was hooting and hollering while Caroline was trying to sing. That's right.
Caroline can sing.
I'm going to hoot when you talk because I'm such a big fan.
Thanks, Caroline.
JC,
Thank you. If you have been listening to the show a while, Kid used to do this segment.
It's time for Bad Time with Caroline.
That's you right there.
Wow. Wow.
So I wanted, we've tried similar bits. I wanted to try something similar with my daughter, Chloe. Unfortunately, she's not as outgoing as Caroline. So I have to sneak attack with Chloe. So we're doing bedtime with Chloe, but I just turned on my recorder on my phone.
Oh, okay.
And I just try to chat with her. So recently, she's wanted to start singing to me.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. Little Chloe Chavez.
How old is Chloe again?
She is 3 years old, about to be four. And I will give you a warning. There's creepy JC voice in this.
Woo!
Yeah. I don't know what it is about me when I talk to my daughter, but I get this creepy...
I do it. I talk so weird to babies.
I don't know why.
What I'm doing. I'm like...
So I will allow you to make fun of me, and then you can all hear right. my daughter sing. Right. So this is a little bedtime with Chloe that we did the other day.
Can you sing me a song, please?
Can you sing me a
song? What song? Can you sing me Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Oh, that gives me the creeps.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Can you sing me You Are My Sunshine?
Yeah. Okay. You are my sunshine.
You're a little rest. You're trying to go to bed.
My only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never knew how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine.
Woo!
That's right.
All right,
I am such a creepy dad.
You do have a creepy voice.
That made my toes curl a little bit.
I don't know what it is. I guess I'm just going to have to talk normal when we're in there.
Oh, I can't wait for this to come back to haunt her in 20 years like it did me.
Yeah. And you know how today's a National Pet Day out?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we had an issue with our pet.
Which one?
Which, yeah.
Dog or cat?
People, stop clapping for my daughter. I know, she's good. So, Amigo, our cat.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, my daughter loves cats. I mean, she wears cat t-shirts. She has cat pants. She has cat socks, cat tights. She loves cats.
Can't believe you still have that cat.
Neither do I. So when I was walking out of the room, Chloe started venting about Amigo. So.
No, he always say meow meow. I always go in your room.
When Amigo comes in here and he says meow meow, you go in our room? Yeah. What do you want, Amigo?
No, I want him to stay in the backyard.
You want him to...
Yeah, because I don't want him to do in my room.
When he comes in your room and wakes you up, what's he say again?
Meow, meow.
Love you.
Okay, I love you.
Chloe, I love you to the moon.
And
you're going to have to translate.
You don't
the cat
speak, baby.
Meows too much and she can't sleep.
Yeah, he goes in her room and he, for some reason, attacks her. And I think it's because I show her so much love.
He's
yeah.
jealous.
He gets jealous. Yeah.
You are the cat's favorite.
I think so. And even though I try to pay the least attention to him, I think my wife
That's
is the one that tries to cuddle with him.
That's such a cat thing to do. Like, you love the person who likes you least.
Yeah.
It's because he takes boys. Care of him. You yeah. feed him.
I feed him and I clean his litter box. And then he brought me animals
you
the other day.
You still wiping his yeah. butt?
No, I stopped wiping his butt.
Good. Good.
Yeah, he's got that under control. No longer does he have dingling
yeah.
stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
yeah.
Good. So he's been cleaning
he's
his butt.
He's a crazy Mexican.
So happy National Pet Day.
Yeah.
My daughter wants you to know that she loves our cat Amigo.
National Pet Day.
Oh, by the way, I think I'm going to Tuscany.
You are?
Yeah, Kenzie texted me last night.
Oh, Kenzie's been on sales mode.
Is it on her?
Huh?
All her? She said just show up.
What?
She's got it covered.
Yeah, yeah. She said she paid for it.
What?
She's going to take me and my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, it's a girls trip now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah that's mm-hmm. good.
That's a good time.
Yeah, you should let him do the girls trip.
Yeah, you guys would have a blast.
Yeah, thank you so much for allowing me to go on your dime. That's really nice.
What?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You can stay home with the kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Thank you. Literally, yeah. That's so selfless of you.
Well, twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yeah.
Can you sing me twinkle, twinkle, little star?
Why am I so creepy?
Oh, boy.
Stop that.
I don't know what's going on there, man. I got to fix
Come
that.
Come get in my van.
No. Oh, wow. I haven't bought the van yet, Jenna.
Wow.
It's coming up. Jenna, will you announce the three names this hour, please? Jerk.
Sorry, I just thought that was really inappropriate and funny. All right, the three names are Janelle Wilkerson, Cruz Guerrero, Dawn Johnson. Dawn Johnson, Cruz Guerrero, Janelle Wilkerson. First one in gets to play. Your 10 minutes start now. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Beat the Bank is next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank.
bad, right? You step down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you kind of have to once
I've been married 50 years.
50 years.
50 years. And still his wife said, you know what? Something just ain't right. Recorded him. Not only recorded him and fronted him out, turned the tapes over to the police.
Oh.
Whoa.
Him and his lover.
He's mad.
Yeah.
So he got impeached.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Yeah. One of those episodes was snapped. At least he just stayed out of it, you know?
Yeah, right.
Let's go to our winner, Cruz Guerrero.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there to you, sir.
Hello there.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Well, good morning to y'all. I didn't expect this.
Well, you should because you called us.
Yeah, you signed up, right? Everybody signs up, but they don't really expect to be called, I guess. But, yeah, it's your lucky day.
Well, actually, I was going from the vehicle to inside the work, and the receptionist came up and said, hey, they just said your name. I ran to go get my phone.
Wow. So if it weren't for the receptionist at your work, you would have missed out on possibly winning a bunch of money, dude.
Exactly.
So should you win, you have to tighten her up a little bit.
Yeah.
Send her a thank you note, at least.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll give her a taco.
All right.
I'll give her a taco.
Hey, it's Taco Tuesday.
Give her a taco.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's a thought that counts. Hey. Tell us about you, dog.
Busy at work already, and I'm ready to play.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
You single, Cruz, or you married?
No, I'm engaged, actually. So she gave me a hard time because, we've been together almost 8 years, and it wasn't until this past year we finally got engaged. So.
Finally, man.
Congratulations. Sometimes you got to take your time, you know? You got to take your time. Make sure it's okay.
Yeah, be sure.
Yeah, she put up with me this long. I figured, you know, she's not going to go anywhere. So
there you go. Well played, sir. Congratulations on that. Try to get you some money for
she
that.
She ain't going anywhere.
All right. Here's how the game works, Cruz. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. The dollar amounts will be increasing the longer you stay in there. We do have a safe deposit box that can be thrown in there somewhere at random. If you decide to go with that, you will get to pick between 1, 2, or 3. Jenna will open up the one you choose. You get what's inside. Or you could keep going. And if you keep going, it can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop if he gets that high, because if you don't and it closes, you get nothing, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
We don't want your fiance to be mad.
No.
Yeah.
But she'll stay anyways.
Yeah,
she's happy right
she's
now.
Not going
I think once a girl, like when you get the ring, the girl really chills out for a bit. Yeah.
She cool.
I would agree.
All right, should I ask?
I don't even know.
No, because Al's been hit.
Yeah, I've been off.
Bruce doesn't want to know. We don't want to know.
We're going to leave Al on the bench.
That's fine.
You wrote it down. We'll see if you're back at it.
I wrote it down.
All right, Cruz, let's see how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank.
$150. $200. $260. $330. $390. $450. $480. $580. $600. $640. $660. $680.
Stop.
Yeah.
All right, Bubba.
Good.
I hear you.
I didn't want to close on you.
I hear you.
Hesitant stop right there.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
Yep.
Yeah, we're nervous. I'm with you on that one.
Well, you got
as
out
nervous
here.
As the day you proposed?
Do I remember the day?
No, as nervous as the day you proposed?
I don't think I was nervous. I think we knew we were already kind of leading up to it. I think it was more. We already have the date and everything planned out, just getting some stuff situated. So
that's right.
You guys,
I'm more excited to be.
Yeah.
So the answer is no, Kelly.
Yeah.
No,
and that's
no,
where
yeah,
this
no.
is that where this 680 is going to go towards the wedding?
You know, actually, it's going to be more probably towards something that she wants.
It always is.
Shower your queen.
It always
Well, let's see. Let's see how high it could have gone.
Just for fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Congratulations!
Cool as a cucumber cruise. That should be your nickname. Cool as a cucumber cruise.
That's right, buddy. Hey, have fun at work. Go hug the receptionist and tell her thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it.
Actually, don't hug her. That could get you in trouble. Yeah, just say thanks.
Make sure you get her a taco.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, buddy. All right, Cruz. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Man.
He's very laid back.
You got every bit of that right there.
Yeah.
A couple messages I saw on the text real quick before.
Okay. What you got?
We get to the, does that make me crazy? After playing you my nice bedtime with Chloe segment.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
A lot of people are saying I sound like Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
Or like the naked claymation guy with the butt.
That's it.
The Hey Stranger.
Hey Stranger.
Oh,
can
yeah.
You see twinkle, twinkle, little star.
That's Dang it, man.
Yeah. Hi, Stranger. I see that. I see that.
Hi, Stranger.
Can you see me twinkle, twinkle, little star?
I see that.
I need to talk.
It's the ultimate creep compliment.
I don't talk like that all the time, though. Only at bedtime. Even Kenzie gets it. Hey, baby.
Okay, that even makes it weirder.
Oh, yeah, huh?
She's into it?
Yeah. Does that make her crazy?
Yeah, it makes one of y'all crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call us with those things that you do all the time that you think are perfectly normal. And maybe one of your homies said, man, how long you been doing that? Well, you're crazy.
Right.
You know if you're crazy or not.
We've been doing this for years.
Yes, we are crayologists.
Yeah, PhDs.
Study the art of cray. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your Does That Make Me Crazy calls next, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, does that make me crazy?
Uh-huh.
Those things you've been doing for a long time, and then your friends finally catch you doing them, and they let you know, that's not normal at all.
This is when we found out years ago that you peed in bottles.
I used to like doing that, yes.
Mm. Where'd you keep them?
I would throw them away. I wouldn't collect them or anything.
You know, that's good.
Where would you do it?
I was so scared when I first started radio that I would be so afraid to lock myself out of the studio or miss a commercial break or a song intro.
Got it.
That I wouldn't want to leave the studio, so sometimes I would do it during my show.
And you had like an ensemble show, like with five members, and you would just do it right there in front of all.
No, that was when I did like a night show. I never did it when I would when I was working with other people. That'd be pretty awkward.
That'd be weird.
I was FaceTiming with my best girlfriend last night, and I was head in the fridge, put the phone in the fridge. Because we always FaceTime instead of regular talk. I don't know why. We're intimate like that. And I opened up a jar of pickle juice and started just drinking it. And I just see her do the head tilt. Like, Jenna, what are you doing? It was so good.
Pickle juice is so good
for
some reason.
Does that make me crazy, though? I don't think that...
They sell
it. Does that classify? Mm-hmm. I mean, But see, I like eating a pickle and then drinking, like, half the jar. Mm-hmm. But last night, I was real... It's real thirsty for
the
pickle
juice. I've never
tried
it, but people drink it. They make popsicles out of it. Yeah, I've never tried it.
I know it's replenishing something for me because I worked out real hard.
Yeah,
but
she's
looking at me. Yeah, I drink like half a jar of pickle juice.
Great if you're having a cramp, by the way.
Yeah,
great.
Totally.
I do it with Spam. Like, eat a can of Spam and then drink the Spam juice.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I've never had Spam.
Really?
Really? You need to have some Spam up in here.
Girl, some Spam and cheese sandwich?
I don't think I've had Spam either.
I've never had, I don't know, something about peeling that lid back and it's mystery meat. Isn't
No, it's not mystery meat. It's Spam.
How you
but what's it made with?
When
your
Spam?
Meat,
what
when
is
your meat
it?
Coming with in a can, that's when you know it's real meat.
What animal is Spam?
The Spam. It's wild and native to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There you go.
And they can them.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can slice it and fry it.
Fried
Spam sandwiches.
Okay.
And put some cheese on it, though.
But you drink the juice? Cheese. You drink the Spam?
No, you don't drink Spam juice.
Al's crazy.
Oh,
all right, Jenna?
Ew.
Oh, I just got that
vibe. That's wrong.
So creepy, Al.
No, I don't know. I've never had Spam.
Or Vienna sausage juice, too?
Come on. I don't drink Vienna sausage juice.
Oh, girl.
I don't really like stuff that plops.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Something what?
That plops
out of a can.
Yeah, like that makes that
Yeah.
We got people waiting to tell us.
We do. We do. Our right, phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
I could just hear the vein popping out of somebody's our producer's head. Neck. Yeah, 800-5-GEEK-IT.
I sent in a picture of me and my friends hoping I was the hot one, only to find out I'm not. Now I don't want to go to work.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy?
Hey, you get what you get.
Sorry.
Al's been truthful.
A while back, are you the hot one? You sent us a picture. Don't tell us which one you are.
No.
And Al will tell you if you are the hot one in the group or not.
Yeah,
I will.
We've had quite a few people texting
those in this morning.
They are. They sure are.
Yeah. Usually the hot one is not the one that's sending the picture.
But I love the confidence.
From the text. No, there's been... You've gotten them right a couple times.
Yeah, a couple.
Or according to them, because, you know... It's your opinion.
It's only Al's. We did disagree
a couple times. The yellow starburst is my favorite. Does that make me crazy? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the yellow starburst is the biggest waste
of
candy.
It's got a little lemon tang.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I don't like the orange.
The only time it's acceptable to eat the yellow is if you mix it with the red and then you're creating cherry lemonade.
Mm-hmm, that one's
or
good.
Strawberry lemonade. But then that's a waste of a pink. So yes, you're crazy.
Don't waste the pink.
Don't waste the pink, Al. Do we want to start it with Addison?
Come on.
Little 9-year-old Addison, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing awesome. You're not in school yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay,
good. Tell us why you think you're crazy.
Because when I'm at school eating breakfast, I get a cheese stick and one of those bowls of Oreos with no milk in it. Cheerios, whatever. And then I lick my cheese. I dip it in the Cheerios. And then I eat it. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Little Addison, you're so cute.
So it's like a string cheese.
But I'm afraid you're crazy.
You lick it and you dip it in Cheerios.
Yes.
Wow. Ooh. Crazy.
Addison, you crazy. Go to school and you wave crazy. Your crazy flag.
I don't know. I might go with, does that make me a genius? Because that could be a pretty good breakfast right there.
Oh, my.
I bet someone's going to try that, Addison.
You're half crazy. Right side of the room says you're crazy. I'm thinking you're genius there, Addison.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a fine line between crazy and genius.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Most geniuses are a little bit crazy.
Yep.
So there you go.
Crazy is just genius misunderstood.
Have a great day today. Thank you, Addison. Let's go to Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hello. How are you?
Doing awesome. We want to know if you're crazy or not.
Well, my kids and my husband think I am because everything has got to do with my birthday. The year. I can't spend loose change that has my birth year on it.
So you keep everything birth year.
Gosh, I'm surprised you even look at it.
Yeah.
You can't stand it.
Yeah, when you're in a hurry and you see me at the little store and I'm looking at your change, you're like, ma'am, it's such and such change. Like, well, I have to look first. Hold on.
You're attached to your year.
Wow,
I don't know if you're crazy. I think you like collecting your birth year coins.
Yeah, that and like all my security codes are my birthday. I mean, if anybody ever wanted to steal or break anything or break into any phones of mine, they definitely know.
So your bank PIN is your PIN code for your bank account. What?
What's your name
I'm
again?
I'm telling it.
Isn't that like almost everyone though? I mean, honestly. Right.
When's your birthday? No, I'm just kidding, Maya. Don't answer that because then people will know your codes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be horrible. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, now you're crazy. Yeah, I'm going to go with crazy. Al?
I don't understand it, but...
Yeah, I don't
doesn't
look
mean
at
you're
the
crazy.
Change.
Just because Al doesn't understand.
I don't understand.
It.
Money's money.
Money. Keep your money. Maya, have a wonderful day. This one's funny from the text because I think a lot of us do this. I won't turn left on a busy street, you know, when there's no light.
Yeah.
When I'm not at a stoplight, only because I worry too much that people are judging how long it takes me when I decide to pull out. Does that make me crazy?
I feel that way.
That's one of the hardest parts of driving, for sure, is judging. Like, do I have enough time to turn left here?
Yeah, it's more, does that make me a wuss?
And then, if there's no designated left turn lane, you're just holding up the traffic behind you. I do feel a little self-conscious.
And nothing worse than, like, when your significant other's sitting in the passenger side, and they would have been like, I could have made it.
Yeah. Go.
Oh.
I could not ride around with Holly, my best girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
Because she had a stick shift, and she'd kind of stall it, and she'd pause. And every time she was going to turn, she'd wait too long, and she'd hesitate, and then she'd go. And I'm in the passenger seat, and my life flashed before my eyes every time.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to commit. You go or you
just
don't go.
You just hope that they'll break, you know? Like, slow down a little bit.
Oh,
not to hit you.
Yeah.
What's going on, Ty?
Oh, man, let me tell you what. I am absolutely terrified of mannequin heads. not the mannequin body, but if you got a mannequin head by itself, you will not see me around those things. I absolutely freak out.
Like you run screaming from the room?
Yeah, you ever been to those malls where they have mannequin heads right in the middle of it and they have the wigs on?
Yeah.
I would literally hug the wall, look the other way, and try to run past it as fast as I can. Wow. I've actually ran over a grandpa on a cane by accident. I felt so bad, but I literally cannot look at those heads. I freak out like a little girl.
Did you have a bad dream or see a bad movie as a kid about mannequins?
I wish I could tell you, Kelly. I have no idea. Wow. If I could find out the reason, I would totally blame that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I used to get turned on by mannequins because of that one movie.
Okay, you're weird.
That one movie.
What? Mannequins turned me on. Does that make me crazy?
No, wasn't it? That one, I remember watching it with my mom. I remember watching it with my mom. It was this movie where the mannequin comes alive.
I know, it's called
store.
Mannequin.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Let's diagnose Ty real quick, though, because
it's a legitimate
fear, Ty. It's called pediophobia. It's a fear of mannequins, dolls, and sometimes you're afraid of children in this phobia.
You scared of kids?
I'm not scared of kids, but that movie Annabelle creeps the crap out of me too. So.
Yeah, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Oh, sweet. Wait.
Yeah, if you're running over old man, you're crazy, Ty.
I guess it might be pediophobia, but I don't know.
Pediophobia?
Well, that would make sense. If you're afraid of children.
Pediophobia.
Afraid of pedophile. It's pediophobia.
I don't want anything describing me as petty-o.
Petty-o. Yeah, right.
Yeah, well,
right. No sign in this yard.
I don't even want to go a mani or petty just in case.
No, not me.
What's up, Molly?
Hey, guys. So this is so strange, but I have this wild hair that grows on my upper arm. It's really thin and it's blonde, but it grows really, really, really fast. So I get really attached to it, and I kind of try to protect it to see how long.
Al relates. Al can relate.
You protect it.
Al has this.
I have one.
One on his head
really?
And one on his hand.
Yeah, he won't
let us pluck it.
I have one gray strand, like in the crown of my head, that when I shave my head, I shave around it.
That's it. Al and you share the same crazy.
Yes, you're not crazy at all. You are just like me.
Do you get really sad if it gets ripped off?
I do. Because I'll try to get it really long, and like something will happen, and it'll just fall out, or it'll get pulled out, and I'm like, oh no, it's gonna take a month or two to grow back.
Oh my gosh! You're crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy. Yeah.
You're crazy.
Nobody's ever noticed it before except my daughter, and she gets totally grossed out, and she's like, "You're nuts, mother."
Yeah. If anybody knows Molly, make sure you look for that long hair on her. Right. Everybody's gonna be looking. Yep. Thank you for your call, Molly. You have a wonderful day. You and your hair.
Y'all see it. I took my hat
off. You still have it?
Let me see. Yeah, I see it.
See it? It's like right in this area.
It caught the light.
I would figure that it would have been a lot longer by now because you haven't shaved it in a long time.
No, I haven't. I think it's just kind of like it's stagnant.
Yeah.
It gets a certain length and then it's just, you know.
And you protect it?
Shout out. So. Yes, I do.
What else?
Nothing.
Would you shout out?
What did you shout out?
Nothing.
He's trying to act like you're a big old man or something. Right?
No, just go ahead.
Okay.
That was lost on me.
Yeah.
Hi, a lot of people. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. So you have a Kid Craddock morning show routine?
Yes.
What is it?
It started a couple of years ago when I started taking my daughter to daycare and stuff in the morning. And it's just kind of fun to have a kid and we go to school every morning. And if the radio's on when I get in the car, I have to turn it off. I can't leave it on. I have to turn it off. Hey. And then I have to say Kid Craddock, and they go, in the morning, and then we turn it on like we're introducing.
That's cool. I love that.
Not crazy at all. That's fun.
I actually had that conversation with my 13-year-old this morning. I was like, I want to call and like say that, but I don't know if that makes me crazy or not.
No.
Get them to record our intro.
Will you send us a video of you guys doing that one morning?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great. Yeah, we want to see that. That's really cool.
P1.
Yeah, Amber, send us that video. I'll put you on hold so you can get we can get your information here. Let's go with, I love doing this. I understand what Megan's going through here. Hi, Megan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So when you're stressed, what do you do?
Okay, when I'm stressed, normally people listen to calming music or meditate. I love watching pimple popping videos.
Yes.
That's an obsession for a lot of people.
It is so therapeutic.
It is.
It's just when it finally just comes out.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
The grosser, the better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get lost in a downward spiral of those.
I'm
going to
say pray.
Longest amount of time you've ever spent watching the popping videos?
There was a good one that was about 13 minutes long.
Whoa, that was deep.
Yeah, that's a deep
one. Of them are really intense.
Yeah. Do they do them like in slow motion and stuff?
Oh, they have slow motion pop, yeah. Yeah, they definitely do.
Well, now they have like special tools to get like blackheads out. And I'm just like tempted to buy them.
Mm. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon, I think, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to get it, too.
Don't pick your own face. Yeah, I tell every girl that. Don't pick your face.
You're not crazy. You're cool.
You sound like my mom.
I know. Yeah. I used to, but don't pick your face.
She won't, Jenna.
Watch other people.
All right, you have a wonderful day.
But it's hard.
I know, it's hard. To. You just want to so bad. Hey, Robin.
Hey, guys.
What's going on with you?
So I chew on, like, 8 to 10 cups of ice a day. And I also buy ice to take to work with me, so I can chew on it at work as well.
Wow,
that's a comp. That
it hurts my teeth.
I heard
to
it's
think
bad
about
for your
it.
Teeth.
It's bad for your teeth.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a common
it's not
thing.
Good for your teeth at all.
Yeah.
No.
And there's actually some sort of I don't know what it is.
Pica,
but there's also like a nitrate or something. There's something in there that's releasing that you're craving.
Well,
I forget what
pica
it is.
Pica is where you want to eat anything.
Pica,
right?
Yeah. Pica is like, where you eat things that aren't food.
Like dog poop and
right.
stuff.
Dog poop? Huh?
Yeah, like paper.
I was
going to
say bark, but...
Or bark.
Yeah. You eat like not edible things.
Right. Yeah, Robin, you're not crazy. You just like that ice, but be careful with your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, better if you're losing weight too to drink, I mean to eat a lot, chew a lot of ice.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but...
Well, yeah, because it satisfies
it.
You.
Yeah. I didn't do it.
Tidbit news right there from Big Al, man.
Thank you.
Real quick. Hey, Dolly.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just surprised that I got through.
Oh, you got through.
All right, tell us why you're crazy.
Okay, so I have 3 small dogs, and I talk to them just like anybody else talks to their dogs. But then they all have a voice that talks back to me.
Okay.
So when I talk to them, they kind of have like conversations with me. And it's actually just me talking back to myself.
We have to hear this.
Yeah,
put the music down. We have to hear this conversation.
All right, you knew this was going to happen.
Dog number 1, dog number 2, and dog number 3.
Yeah,
there's 3 different voices.
Give us the name.
So I'll get home, and Teddy will be like, Mom, Macy was messing with me again today. And then I'll be like, oh my God. Macy has like an older lady voice because in my head Macy's an 80-year-old. And she'll be like... No, I wasn't, Mom. And then Milo will be like, I saw the whole thing happen. It was her. Oh my God, and it goes on and on. And then my husband will be like, you know you're crazy, right? And I'm just like,
yep.
I'm not. I do this every day, all day when I'm with them. And I just feel like it's normal.
And they love you so good, don't they?
Yeah.
You know what? That's cute. It's cute crazy.
It's cute crazy.
And a lot of us do it.
Yeah, to you it's normal, but your husband's right. You're cute crazy.
Voice of 3 doggies.
I thought so, too.
My wife does that. At least you change the voices up. Because my wife does the same voice for every animal. Even if it's a boy or a girl. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Every time she does an animal, that's what she knocks at. Every single time.
Oh, it sounds just like you.
Hey, I'm amigo.
That's a impression of you. That's funny.
Really?
My friend's texting me.
Thanks,
she
Dolly.
Said that when you chew on ice like that, it's because you're low in iron. She was helping me out.
Wow.
Oh.
Low in iron. She said she used to chew her weight in ice daily, but she got that regulated, and now she doesn't do it anymore.
Yes,
I knew it was something. I couldn't remember what it was.
Right.
Chewing ice is low
a
iron.
Deficiency. Okay.
Go get that iron in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take one more
from Susan.
From Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
All right, what do you do, buddy?
Well, I will go to the bar with my friends and my biker friends and everything, and we'll all order an ice-cold beer, and I will wait till it gets warm before I drink it. And if it's bottles, I will actually request if they have any cases in the back that are warm to get one of the warm ones.
Ooh.
You like warm beer?
That's what they do over in England.
Yeah, and it's disgusting.
But that's not to him, and it's not to the English people.
It tastes good to you, Chris?
Well, when I was younger... My grandfather said that if I wanted a beer, I had to drink it at room temperature. He tried to, you know, sway me away from drinking it. Well, I ended up liking it.
Mm. Yeah. Instead, he turned you crazy.
I will drink the heaviest beer, like Budweiser, you know, straight out of the tap and just let it get warm.
Bud Heavy, that's Janice.
They may throw you out of the biker club. What kind of scooter you got, dog?
What's that?
What kind of scooter you got?
Bike.
I got a 2000cc Vulcan.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Tell us about that bike.
What's your favorite feature?
Oh, the Vulcan.
How many horsepower on that bad boy?
I got hydro dip paint, custom handlebars,
that's
custom
right.
wheels.
Oh, dude. Twisted spokes?
What's that?
Twisted spokes?
Nope, no, it's they're solid steel rims.
Yeah, let's try it, Al.
Oh, wow.
Look at Al trying to be a biker over here.
It's me with bike talk.
Yeah.
1,600 pounds.
1,600, Al.
Wow.
Well, Chris, you be careful on that bike, okay?
Yeah, man.
Maybe try a cold beer once.
Make sure you're wearing your helmet.
I like it.
Yeah, give a little taste.
Wear your helmet.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Yeah.
We would play all day if we could.
We could. But if we had the money, we would.
Yeah.
You know. We like hooking you up, Kid Nation. Hey, Monica.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. You sound like you're at work already.
Yeah.
You work in an office?
Yes, I do.
You work with crunching numbers?
A little bit.
Yep. You're an accountant?
No, I actually... I work in a customer service department.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
So you get to chat with people all yeah. day long, huh?
Serving the customer.
Gotta be nice to people. Is the customer right. always right?
Right. Right.
Have you ever screamed at a customer in your head?
No.
Good
not
answer.
Really, but I wanted to definitely put the phone down while they're ranting on.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Just let them talk.
Yeah. Are you single or married?
I'm single.
Single right now. Maybe. Yeah.
Right. I'm not married.
What's your favorite place to find a date?
I mean, I don't know, just out, restaurant.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I do have a boyfriend, but
I'm not married.
She's just not married.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you have a boyfriend. You're taken.
Right.
Off the market.
Off the market. How long have you guys been together? Yeah.
A couple years.
Okay.
She's very nosy. So about
I'm getting to know her. Yeah, because we cheer on these people. So
what are your pet names for each other? Huh?
Yeah. What do you call them? Sugar Bear?
We're joking.
All right. Well, here's how the game works. Big Al Mac, will you tell her how we play?
Sure, Monica. We're going to lock you in the Kid Kratic Morning Show Bank Vault. You'll hear our banker hollering out dollar amounts, and when you hear one that you like, is your size. You just say stop, and you will win that last amount that you heard. He may even say safe deposit box. And if you want to select one of three safe deposit box, you yell stop after that. And Jenna will open the corresponding box with the one you pick. Now, if you don't say stop and the door closes, you get nothing. All right? Even if it goes all the way to $1,000, you need to say stop. I'm taking the day off and letting people know how I feel.
So yeah.
You just go ahead and you're on your own.
Big Al has to regroup.
Yes, I have to take a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Question.
His pickers.
Oh, you have a question?
Yeah, it'll only go up to 1,000, right?
That's right.
That's the max.
That's right.
But a safe deposit box could have as much as 3,000 in cash and prize.
It could also have nothing. We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Yeah. Don't be nervous.
That's
it's
everything,
okay.
really, in a nutshell.
That's we got everything. Yeah, we got it all. All right.
This is perfect because I'm going to Florida on Friday. So.
Yeah, you definitely need to win now. You're going with the boyfriend?
No, I'm going to go visit my best friend.
Again, you're so nosy.
What
is up with you trying to get in her personal business?
I'm just asking if she's going on vacation with her boyfriend.
Some of us like girls' trips.
Yeah, that's fine. I love girls' trips.
Can you sing me Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
All right, Monica, let's do this. Let's play.
Beat the Bank!
$100 $140 $250 $260 Safe deposit box $340 $380 $420
Stop.
Four. All right.
Is it 420?
I think I heard it.
I believe it was 420.
I didn't want to lose it all.
All right, that's all right.
You didn't want to lose it. That's fine.
All right. That's all right. You did good.
Yeah, the banker can be tricky. You never know what he's going to do.
That's great weekend money.
Yeah.
Definitely have a lot of fun.
I want you to spend every last bit of it in Florida.
She will. She will.
Oh, well, I will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, we're going to put that in your pocket. Just for fun, we want to see how high I would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
490. 540. 590. 710. Oh. 740. 930.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Good.
That's not bad.
That's all right. You got $420.
That's okay.
That's guaranteed.
It's money I didn't have before.
That's right.
You wanted to walk away with money, and that's what you're going to be doing, Monica. Thank you so much for signing up and playing with us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have fun this weekend. You can hear every time it went up. Oh.
Yeah. It felt great there for a minute because it didn't slam. And she's like,
It's easy to say what you would have done.
Yeah, right.
You know, until you're on the phone playing Beat the Bank.
What'd you say, Jesse?
We're getting so many people sending pictures of them with their friends.
Oh, okay.
We might have to do it the way we did it before where we called them. And we had them on the phone, and then you would.
Are you the one in pink? Yeah. Nope.
Nope.
You're not the hot one.
That's what we might have to do.
All right, let's do it. We'll do it.
We might have to do that tomorrow.
Are you the hot one?
Yeah, so if you want Big Al Mac, because we all want to know if we're the hot one. Or, not all of us, because we know. I know, you know.
Well, I guess you could position yourself with the right group of friends, and you know you're the hot one.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. But Big Al Mac is going to be honest as can be.
Yeah, sure.
So all you got to do is just tweet us or text us a picture.
I got no pig in the farm.
Text us because then we have your phone number, and you just say, "Am I the hot one?" You don't tell us at first which one you are in the photo, and then maybe we'll just call you, and Al will tell you on the spot.
Right. Yeah. And you can't be hurt because, again, this is Al's opinion. You might be the hottest one to somebody else, but... This is Big Al Mac.
Put all this little fluffy stuff on it.
I don't want them to feel bad when they find out.
Put all this fluffy stuff on it.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's just Al's opinion.
Yeah. So it's just, you want to hear from Big Al Mac.
You just gift wrapping it all
up.
I mean,
don't forget, Al hooked up with Millie Jackson. So.
Right.
That was years ago. Okay.
Basically, what you're doing is if you and that group of girls in the picture were to show up at Al's bar, would he hit on you or one of your other friends?
Well, I mean, I guess that's one way of putting it.
If he was single, yeah.
Do you buy just the hot one a drink, or you buy the whole group?
That would be wrong. I'd do the hot one and, like, one friend. No, I'm kidding. So
no, he's not. That's how you met your girlfriend, right?
No, it's for everybody. Bought
shot for everybody at the table.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
But, yeah, every time you take a picture with your girlfriend, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm like kind of on point right there. I'm the hot one in this group. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
So maybe we'll do that here in the next couple of days with Big Al Mac. We're bringing it back.
All right.
Am I the hot one? And if you want to play Beat the Bank, go to KidNation.com. We will play again tomorrow. You'll have another chance at 720 and 820 for your chance to win up to $1,000.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.